We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Hey, Adam. We're excited to have you be a part of Confess Your Crush today.
I'm excited too. I'm nervous, but I'm definitely excited.
I'm glad you're nervous because that sounded a little bit like an evil laugh.
No, I've got to, can I just get into it with you guys? Is that cool?
Yeah, bring it.
Totally.
Okay, so there's this girl, her name's Rebecca, and she's a barista at this coffee shop that's pretty near my office. She's just adorable. I mean, she's like super cute, super friendly. I go there pretty much every day for like a sandwich and a coffee kind of midday. And she's always like, I don't want to say flirty, but she's definitely got that like infectious personality that like makes you just like want to be around somebody. So, you know, it's kind of awkward because of that whole like she's working, I'm working situation. So like I've never really like pulled the trigger and said like, hey, you know, you want to go on a date? Because she's gorgeous. I'm sure she gets it all the time. So that's kind of where I've been at with it. It's like I'm totally crushing on her. She seems into me, to be honest. Like it seems, you know, that she's reciprocating. I guess I just haven't had the right time to, you know, say something to her.
Does she consistently get your name right when she writes it on the cup? Because that's how you know that a barista is really into you.
Good question.
I mean, they don't write the names on it there, I don't think. But okay. I mean, she knows my name. You know, she greets me as my name.
Okay.
You know, I mean, she knows who I am. There's no way, you know, she definitely knows who I am.
And have you guys had any conversation outside of coffee?
I mean, not so much, you know. Like, I think there's been, like, some likes and follows and stuff on social media. But aside from that, you know, pretty much just has been that little, like, afternoon, you know, quick, like, hey, how are you kind of thing.
All right, a quick question. How did you find her on social media?
Well, I just, you know, I searched the coffee shop, and then there was, like, a tag of her, or I followed the shop, I think is what it was, and I saw her, and I figured, oh, I'll follow her. And then, you know, I liked a couple pictures, and she followed me back.
Okay.
So it wasn't, like, creepy. wasn't creepy. It was, like, you know, it was pretty normal, and I think she, you know, it wasn't weird. It's not weird.
Okay. I'm not a woman, so I will ask Jen and Kelly, is that creepy?
No, I don't.
If all of her stuff is open for anybody to follow her, then I wouldn't think it would be creepy.
Yeah, and if she knows your name and y'all are flirty, I might even be flattered by it. If I saw that, I'd be like, oh, cool. And then I'd definitely stalk you for sure.
Doesn't it totally depend on whether or not she's into him? If she's not into him at all, then it's creepy.
Well, she wouldn't have followed him back.
I know, but I'm just saying the initial contact.
That's true.
Doesn't have anything to do with him. It has everything to do with how she feels about him.
Exactly. And if she followed him back and she's showing some love on social media, she probably thought it was cool.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to clarify, guys, that flirting is only creepy if the girl's not into you. Other than that, it's so flirting, cute, nice.
So, Adam, when we call Rebecca, she will definitely know who you are. You guys not just a customer coffee shop.
I mean, of course, that's a fear, but I can't even imagine. I mean, okay. I just saw her yesterday. You know, I mean, I see her all the time. It's pretty. I can't imagine that she wouldn't know. I mean, I think she probably is going to be excited because I'm sure she probably has a crush on me. You know, it feels that good.
Well, you know how this works. Like, Kelly Cheese is going to make her guess some people. So you are aware that there's a chance she might guess someone other than you.
Yeah, but, you know, I see how she interacts with other people. I'm confident.
Okay. Because that's cool. Because that's a latte awkward.
You are a mess.
All right, Adam, we're going to put you on hold and call Rebecca. If she is into it, we'll be picking you back up in a few minutes, and you will, live on the radio, confess your crush to her, okay?
Okay, great.
I feel good about this one.
That's what we always say.
Jen. Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Hey, it's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. And
hello.
Real quick question for you before we really get into why we're calling. But are you available to date people right now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of seeing a few people just like casually and having some fun. But
sure.
I'm technically available. Yes.
Technically single.
Okay, good. That's the answer we're looking for. Then this conversation may continue.
Well, Rebecca, we're calling with great news. Somebody's got a big crush on you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
This somebody is totally smitten, thinks that you are so cute and friendly, and you've got this infectious personality. You just make other people feel so good, and that you're gorgeous.
Oh, okay. Well, those things all sound really true. So,
and you mentioned how humble you were.
He says that you're really flirty, and he wants to confess his crush to you.
Okay.
So, do you want to find out who it is?
Yeah, I feel like maybe there's a guy that I'm kind of seeing that is like really goofy. So I feel like this might be like a prank or something. But I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is where it's about to get a little bit awkward, because Kelly Cheese is going to ask you a question, and then you'll have the next 3 minutes or so to think about your answer, okay?
Okay.
They say awkward, I say juicy, girl. Okay, so over the song, I want you to think about who it might be.
Okay.
Who you think is confessing their crush to you.
It sounds like she already has one.
I'm thinking already, yeah, for sure.
We'll be back with you in 3 minutes. We'll find out who you think it is, and then the person who has a crush on you will come on live on the radio and confess.
Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show with Confess Your Crush in progress. Now, before we pick back up Rebecca, she's on hold right now. We're going to tell you that it was Adam who called us and said he has a big old crush on his barista, Rebecca, that she's cute and friendly and flirty and got this infectious personality.
He's got a grande crush.
He thinks she's gorgeous and he wants to confess his crush to her. So we're going to pick up Rebecca and find out who she thinks it is.
The name we're crossing our fingers for is Adam.
Yes.
Rebecca, welcome back to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hi.
All right. Before we connect you with the person who has a crush on you, Kelly Cheese would like to make life really awkward for everyone.
Yes. So you said you thought it might be this goofy guy that you're kind of dating. What's his name?
Yeah, his name's Ted, and he's just, he's like kind of like he likes to do like pranks and stuff, so he might, like, we're already seeing each other, so this just might be his, like, you know, profession of really liking me or something. So that could be number one.
Ooh, Ted.
Okay, second name is Sam. I met him like a week ago at a party, and he just, like, we were kind of connected, and he's friends of friends, so it could be him.
Okay.
Sam's are always hot.
And then Andrew is a guy who lives in my building, and we're just like very like flirty in the hallway, and like just like a really good, like we have a really good like rapport. So it could be Andrew.
And what was that last name?
Andrew.
Adam? What was the last
Andrew.
Name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew. Mm-hmm.
So the question now, Rebecca, is, are you ready to find out who has a crush on you? Is it Ted? Is it Sam? Is it Andrew? Or is it a person who's not even on the list of your top three? I hope that's who it is.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, at this point, Crusher, the floor is yours to confess your crush.
Rebecca?
Hello?
Hey. oh, man. And this is Adam, you know, from the coffee shop.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hey. Sorry to make this so awkward. I think I didn't think about it before I did it. And obviously, you know, you're dating a ton of people and have a lot of guys. So I apologize for doing this whole thing. You know, I guess we didn't really know that you were that kind of girl. And,
what kind of girl?
I just was crushing on you, and I thought you were kind of like innocent, cute, like, you know, whatever. Yeah. And it turns out, you know, it seems like you kind of, I don't, but.
Well, okay, first of all, hi, like, yeah, you did not need to do this like this. You see me enough that you could have just talked to me. But second of all, okay, I didn't say that I date a ton of guys, but I have, like, a few relationships going on. And
Rebecca, can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. Like, it's a good... Wow.
She's cute, man.
Yeah, like, she's obviously confident and cool, and, like, this is a good thing. Like, don't worry about the other dudes.
I feel like you already insulted her.
Yeah, your assumptions are getting you in trouble, man.
I do that stuff, and I get nervous. I just, like, talk. Well, can I get another chance? Maybe I'll try to spin it on her. Because I do like her. I guess I kind of got bummed when she didn't say my name, and it just kind of embarrassed me. I don't know.
Right. Don't knock her for thinking that a bunch of guys have a crush on her. Like, she didn't say she was hooking up with all those dudes or anything. She just said these are guys that have been flirting with her.
Okay.
Would you like?
Can I try again?
Yes. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold, please, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to reconnect with Adam, and then it's just a weird thing that sometimes happens on the radio with solar flares where things don't sound the way they should have. So we're just going to start this all over again, and maybe Adam will be different.
Okay.
As long as you're up for it, because I don't want you to feel like you have to defend who you are or who you're dating.
Jen,
right?
Adam didn't say that. It was the solar
flare. Yeah, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I've done that before where I've, like, kind of put it all out there for someone and then an idea.
It was the sun, the solar flares.
Solar flares.
Okay, so count of three. Adam, the floor is yours to talk to Rebecca about having a crush on her. Go ahead.
Okay, Rebecca, it's Adam from the coffee shop.
Hi.
I know, it's so awkward. I should have just done this in person. I guess I'm the one who has a crush, and I think you're awesome. And, you know, I know it seems like, you know, you seem like a fun girl. I don't know. I guess I'm just putting it out there. I got a crush. You seem cool. I know you didn't guess me, but, you know, that's all good. Who would guess me? Whatever. You know, you wouldn't think. But
okay,
I don't
know.
I'm at a loss for words.
No, you're not. You're yeah. too many of them.
Hashtag word vomit.
Now you're that fun girl.
Okay.
What's
that? All right.
Rebecca, how you feeling?
Like Adam, you're cute. Like, you should have talked to me because I totally would like have a drink with you and like go out with you, and like get to know you more because I do like to see you all the time and you like me, which is flattering. So I'm into that. But like, that's really important that you know that. Like, anybody that I'm dating needs to know that like they're not the only person that I'm dating.
I get that. I totally get that. A drink, you know, hang out and see. I mean, we only know each other through, you know, your work and, I don't know. I guess it'd be fun. So let's try it.
So just ask her out now, Adam.
Okay. Rebecca, this is Adam from the coffee shop.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You think we'd like maybe grab a drink? I don't know what nights you're off, but I'm down whenever if you want to just, you know, hang out and just kind of get to know each other.
That's super great. I just, you know, as long as you know, like, that it's casual. It's very good. If anything, if it goes anywhere, it's going to be casual, and you might not be the only person that I'm having drinks with.
Okay. Well, let's just move on to the next step because from the notes that I took, Thursdays are for Ted, Sundays are for Sam. And we call it.
We asked her to guess. Don't make her defend herself.
Tuesday, Drewsday.
Maybe.
This segment is already awkward. You are making it so much worse. We're going to give Rebecca Adam's number.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you, guys.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Hey, Angela, what's up?
Oh, That's why you're the greatest radio personality in Atlanta today. You are hilarious when you start naming off days of the week for each guy. Really?
No, hold on. Is this
not how that was supposed to go down?
And Angela, did you call me yesterday and tell them to pull the crown off my head for the best radio person in Atlanta?
Today you can wear it. You can wear the crown.
Just putting it back on.
So every day at 7:30, we get a phone call from Angela, and she's going to tell me whether or not I've earned the rights to have this job.
That's right.
I love Angela. See it today. Sierra in Loganville.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally, like, yelling in my car at this guy. Like, please shut up. You're ruining this. There's a reason he called you guys to do it by the radio. There's no way in hell he could have done that in person.
True.
No way.
Oh, so true.
Could you imagine being in the Starbucks or whatever coffee shop it is while he's trying to do that, like while like lunch crowd is moving?
y'all are going to question my loyalty. I'm sorry, but at one point I literally turned the channel for a minute. It was so awkward. I was like, please just stop. Like, I cringed for her. I don't know if it was for her or him, but I did. I was like, oh my God, this is going to like just blow up. I knew it.
So you turn the station, you wait a minute, you turn back, you're like, oh my God, he's still talking. Somebody save it to hashtag save Adam.
Yes.
What's that tweet that we got?
We got this one from Kimberly Peterson that says, Adam was nervous. Adam got embarrassed. Adam said too much. Don't be an Adam.
Don't be an Adam.
Okay.
Oh, it was bad.
All right, last phone call. Katie in Locust Grove.
Hey, I just feel like his true personality just showed straight through when he didn't get his way. Like, when she didn't pick his name, he just got all defensive. And, I mean, he pretty much called her a whore.
Yeah, he's that guy. He's like that guy at the bar who buys you a drink and then gets so mad because you're like, okay, I'm going to go hang out with the people that I came to the bar with, stranger, and then they yell at you for
it. What are you talking about? Just
right.
Like,
who does that?
75 in a Bud Light.
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah.
Trash.
Still ahead this morning with Jeff and Jen.
Don't be an Adam.
Don't be an Adam.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.